It's so great to see you here. It is so great to be here with you all today. This is January 11th, 2025. Oh boy, 8 days. 8 days or so until TikTok is banned, and that is absolutely horrifying to me. There are so many wonderful, amazing people on this platform that have brought so much joy to my life. So many amazing people just spreading what's going on in their lives, just sharing just bits and pieces of their day-to-day, their world. Seeing actual news, seeing things from people on the ground as they are experiencing it, seeing how just different people live their lives in a more authentic, genuine way. That is something that so many other platforms do not offer. Like any of the meta platforms do not offer that sense of authenticity. They do not offer a sense of community building. In fact, I have deleted all of my meta accounts. Facebook, I've deleted that. My account Instagram, deleted that. My account gone. Threads, deleted account gone. WhatsApp, deleted account gone. And Messenger, deleted account gone. It's just all gone. And I am not going to contribute any more of my data or my personal information to companies that would rather profit their shareholders and their own selves at the expense of every single person. And so when I see projects like Blue Sky and I see projects like this Neptune app that's being developed, that gives me so much hope for the future. And it seems to me like a lot of people are in solidarity saying, hey, yeah, we might have some disagreements here or there, but we don't want our lives to be influenced and messed with by major corporations and people like fucking Mark Zuckerberg. Apologies, I like trucking Mark Zuckerberg. I'm going by the Good Place rules. Like by trucking, I mean trucking. I am so sick and tired of our government being lobbied by these millionaires and billionaires who are actively trying to take away a platform of communication that a lot of people, over 170 million people, rely on a day-to-day basis. There are so many things that people use this platform for, to not just speak and have their voices heard, but they have shops, they have businesses, they can reach out and start community building, they can organize. There are so many amazing things about TikTok that I enjoy, that I know many of you enjoy, and it's going to be gone soon. Like, it's going to be gone on January 19th, and there isn't really anything we could do about it. Now, I still say we can go and lobby our government, we can go and talk to our legislators, you know, whatnot, if they'll even listen to us. But from my heart of hearts, I don't think we're ever going to get TikTok saved. Because as things are going with the Supreme Court and all of these other lobbying efforts by the far right, we are losing the ability to have a good amount of communication with each other. We are not able to have an effective communication channel through Meta, through X, whatever the hell. You know, it's crazy to me that we're still talking about this. Like we have all of the power if we chose to exert it, right? Like, so if we all collectively decided to say that we're deleting our Meta accounts, if we delete our Twitter accounts, like, they lose money. They lose their influence to shape our day-to-day lives. They lose our influence to spread misinformation. They lose their ability to share harmful content. And that is something that I am at least very grateful for, that we are seeing people on this platform unite in solidarity. Like, I can't begin to say how grateful I am that scrolling through TikTok and seeing so many people express the need to leave these awful platforms, because if they're taking away one of the best platforms that we have to talk to and communicate with, that is something that I am so happy to see that people are realizing and standing up for. So for those of you who are listening on my podcast, once this is finished recording, I am also live on my TikTok Live, Jack LCII. I'm not sure how long TikTok is going to be available after the 19th. It might be a day, 12 hours, maybe even less than that. Because apparently the penalties for keeping TikTok up through our internet service providers or Verizon, AT&T, or whatnot, those penalties are going to be so steep that they won't even try to save this app. And what bothers me so much is that so many people, so many good, kind-hearted, natured people, who, sure, we might have some disagreements here or there, but a lot of people are recognizing that we need to take a united front and stand against what's going on. So for those of you who are on TikTok Live with me, I am so grateful for you all being here. Please double tap the screen for me so we can keep on talking with each other and we can keep on the momentum of trying to defend this app. Because I don't know of other TikTokers who are going live right now, let alone recording a podcast on it, but I would greatly appreciate y'all who are watching to double tap the screen for me and share so that way at least more people can talk to each other and be in solidarity. You and so many others like you on here are so critically important to making sure that we keep as much open communication as possible. And Lauren A. Cleary 8, I just use your protest as well as others joining it. That's phenomenal. That's absolutely phenomenal. Thank you so, so very much from the bottom of my heart. I really appreciate that. For those of you who are listening on my podcast, I recently posted two TikToks on my TikTok. One of them yesterday, and it got a lot of attention. That TikTok was just informing people about me, or me informing people that I deleted my platforms. And a lot of people realize that, hey, this is an empowering thing. Yeah, I want to get in on that too. And I've seen and gone through many of the comments of people who are saying they were doing the same thing. So I don't know if like that's actually like 1,000 people. I don't know if that's something that other people have been able to achieve or whatnot on their end. But in seeing a lot of those comments saying that people that did that too, they are putting the pressure on Meta right now. They're putting the pressure on freaking Zuckerberg, who sucks so bad. Like, you have to be a completely awful human being to lobby our government to be like, hey, I want more money. I want more influence. Remove this platform that's threatening that because I want the monopoly. I want all the power. And then you have someone like Elon Musk who's coming in here who's trying to do every single thing that he can to control his level of influence. Like, he is now, without a doubt, hands down the richest person on earth. Like, what is it now? $400 billion? $500 billion? That man has an insane amount of wealth that essentially no one else on this earth is ever going to be able to achieve. And he's exerting that influence to pressure governments all across the world and bring more far-right, crazy people into power that use fear and intimidation tactics against the populace who's just trying to survive day to day. Like, it bothers me so much that when we have all of these resources that are being hoarded by the top 1% and the top 1% of the 1%, meanwhile, everyone here is trying to use everything they can to just get by on a day-to-day basis. A $7.25 minimum wage is not enough to live on. Having limited access to healthcare and insurance is not a way to live. In fact, when we see health insurance or just insurance in general denying coverage to people, like, that is absolutely, without a doubt, hands down, some of the worst policy decisions that we are seeing, and we are letting our elected officials do that. Now, I'm not saying we're necessarily letting them because we really didn't have a lot of influence or sway on our own, but when we keep on electing these same politicians who just listen to the lobbyists and then come around every single now and then to be like, oh yeah, I need your vote, I need your support, well, I'm not necessarily going to give my support to whichever candidate or party until they clearly state out how they're going to work to counteract all of this. And yet, I'm going to hold them accountable. Like, so for example, for those of you who are new to me and my platform, I am a left Democrat. Like, I am getting closer and closer to understanding what socialism actually means and trying to learn about how we can better improve the quality of living. Now I don't necessarily have a label for myself. I don't necessarily know how to describe that. But what I can say is that current things are not working. Current structures are not working. Current ways of dealing with our issues are not working. Like, I live in Cincinnati, Ohio, and there's a plan to remove all of our lead pipes by 2037. Like, so what? Are you going to like tell people that we still have to drink out of lead pipes for 12 years until that problem's fully resolved? Like, that's just crazy. Lulu. So for those of you who are listening, I'm also reading some of the comments. So someone named Lulu says, that's me, to be honest. I just call myself progressive because I don't know about all these labels. That is exactly right. You know, so many people can put labels on things and be like, oh, you're progressive. Oh, you're like whatever. But come on. We, at least for me and where I stand on things, I want to have universal health care for people because I see a lot of people suffering needlessly. I want universal insurance that is going to be covered for every single person who owns a home or who rents or whatnot. Those poor people in California whose homes got burned down, their insurance is not going to be covered. In fact, I've seen many people on TikTok express that like their insurance is not covering the damages. Their homes are not going to be rebuilt because of the insurance companies. And that breaks my heart. It breaks my heart because so many people were counting on that insurance to live, to be like, okay, if there's a crisis happen, I can at least have some amount of recovery. And we're not seeing that. And that breaks my heart because we are, the 99% of us are stuck suffering while the top 1% is living off of all of the hard work that we do, all of the good work that we are trying to do and negate all of the progress. And now we're backsliding. And if you are watching on TikTok Live, I am, let's see if you can see her. I'm here with my dog. Oh, she's very excited, not just to be on live, but she's ready for her FOOD very soon. So don't worry. I haven't forgotten about you. I love her very much. She's a troublemaker, but she's the love of my life. Now, when I also go through TikTok and when I see other content creators and whatnot express solidarity with each other, that gives me hope. It gives me a lot of hope to see how many people are coming together and realizing that this isn't working. Like, when we see continued cost of living issues, when we see our fellow human beings' lives suffer needlessly, when we have our government who decided, oh, we're going to implement this ban, that's their biggest priority. And I'm thinking to myself, why? Why is that the biggest priority right now when we have so many other issues going on? And the only reason that I can think of is that people in power do not want us to talk to each other. People in power do not want us to have an open dialogue and realize that we have a lot more in common than we don't. And when we have all of this, like, things in the news, like trying to divide us, trying to separate us, like, that is a real problem. Because yes, I might have fundamental issues with some other person. I might disagree with another person on tax policy. I might have say like, oh, okay, I think that should be whatever. And the other person say whatever. Okay, great. That does not necessarily address the underlying systematic issues that we are facing. Because our current infrastructure, even though we've passed the bipartisan infrastructure plan, we are not seeing the rapid work on that being done. And when we have people in Congress work to prevent meager improvements to our day-to-day lives, that bothers me. It bothers me so much because we are allowing our fellow human beings to suffer needlessly. Like going around and seeing how many people are trying to save for their groceries or save for their housing costs, or save for their rent, or save for their insurance, or save for their car payments. It's a lot. It is a lot. And I don't blame people who are feeling burnt out. I don't blame people who are feeling so alone right now, because that's how things are structured right now. And I feel so bad for people in my generation, especially because we've been dealt a very bad hand. Like, we have... So being in Gen Z, my earliest memories start roughly around that day in September in 2001. And then crisis after crisis seems to unfold from that. The Great Recession and then COVID and now whatever's going around now. Like, we cannot continue living this way. The last statistic I saw for our generation to retire successfully said that we needed $2 million saved up for our personal retirement. How can we achieve that? Most of the jobs that I have seen and applied for are within the $50,000 to $60,000 range, and all the cost of living is going up. In the $50,000 to $60,000 range, that's just like mid top tier, something like that. And now, while, okay, that's relatively all right, we are still seeing these awful cost of living increases, and I feel so bad for the people who are just barely making their ends meet right now, whether that be on $20,000 a year, whether that be $30,000, $40,000 a year. Like, I have so much sympathy because I am seeing so many people hurt needlessly, and I am going to do every single thing I can to help improve the human condition because that's the right thing to do. I cannot keep going around and seeing my fellow human beings suffer without at least using my platform in the most effective means that I think possible to try to build community, to try to get people together and to say, hey, I see you, my fellow human beings, suffering. How can I help you? How can I? Now, granted, I don't have a lot myself, but I have two hands, I have two legs, and with that, like, I'm going to keep on trying to do whatever I can. I am so proud of my fellow human beings out there who are trying to rally each other, to support each other. Like, and that's why I'm also going to miss TikTok, because I've seen so much hope from the everyday actions from other TikTokers on here. I see so much hope from people who, while experiencing the worst things, are still trying to be the best versions of themselves. I see a lot of hope in that there are people who are trying to spread good information out there, to spread, okay, this is what we can do, this is what X, Y, and Z options that we have available to ourselves. That is the amazing coalition building that I am seeing on this platform. And unfortunately, that's going to be gone in 8 days. 8 days. And no one is coming to save this platform. It doesn't even matter if it's going to hurt our economy. They're going to let this platform go away. And that hurts. It hurts because this is one of the best social media platforms out there I've ever seen. Facebook, awful. Instagram, awful. Threads, awful. WhatsApp, relatively okay, but I highly suggest moving to Signal. And Messenger, I mean, I hardly even use that to begin with. And now that it's been co-opted by these millionaires and billionaires and their influencers, I'm standing here and thinking, like, I have to get away from this. I have to get away from these platforms that only work to prioritize profits and arbitrary influencers, when I scroll through TikTok and I could just find another human being and see what's going on in their world. Like, what kind of new tricks did they learn? What kind of new tools they made? What kind of new discoveries they made? Who they met up with? What kind of projects they're working on? That is what I'm really going to miss from TikTok. TikTok is such an amazing, wonderful platform that worked to bring a lot of people together, and we're losing it. Like, we are losing this platform in 8 days, and I don't think enough people realize that. And if they do, then I hope that you leave the other platforms too, to go to better ones. Like, Blue Sky is a great platform. Discord, you could find so many different channels on there. You could find so many different people on there. I'm excited for Neptune. I am excited for those different platforms, but I'm forever going to miss TikTok. And if there's a TikTok mod on here, I'm saying all these platforms not because I don't like this platform. I love this platform. I love TikTok so much. I've learned so much on TikTok about my local area and community than I've seen in my local news sometimes. And I'm going to miss you. I'm so much going to miss this platform. I'm so much going to miss the amazing people I've met and talked to on here. I'm going to miss the relationship building, the organizing, the ability for us to unite and stand together. And so from my perspective, if this platform goes, I think all of the other big ones should too. I remove myself from Twitter. I remove myself from all of Meta's platforms. And I need to keep on looking to see like where the other things I need to go to, because I'm not going to spend my time and energy on people and places that actively work to fight against our rights. You know, and that's something that I'm very passionate about. I'm very, very encouraged to see the solidarity and coalition that we're all building here together. I'm also disturbed that there are people out there who are supporting what the national government is doing and celebrating this platform being removed. It really is a shame. And there's no amount of like finger blaming or whatnot that can express my discomfort and my sadness that this platform is leaving us. Because there are so many amazing, wonderful human beings out there. In fact, this platform, like this app, has shown me that there are so many wonderful, amazing, genuine human beings out there that most of the other social media platforms, I never have seen that authenticity. So I'm going to miss this platform. But I'm not going away. I'm going to continue doing what I can to better the human condition. And I'm very grateful for all of you. I hope you take care. Have a great rest of your day. And we're in this together. Solidarity forever. Up.